Hello, Texans. I'm Susanna, and this is the Susanna Gibbs Show. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for being with us today. On this podcast, we talk to Texas people, how they do, what they do. And on the off week, we have this new series that we're calling Just Take 10. Just taking 10 minutes for ourselves. Pull our shit together for a second. Have a small moment for ourselves. I don't know how many times I go through the week and I was like, what did I do for myself today? I did for so many other people. What did I do for myself? Did I just take 10 minutes to breathe, to watch what I want to watch, do what I want to do? Lots of times we don't. So that's what this series is about. And last week I had on Laura Tolumbus. She is a Reiki master and energy healer. And so I asked her for this Just Take 10 series if she would do a 7-minute meditation, which would give me time on the front and back end for an intro, outro, whatever else we needed to do. It was wonderful. During when she did it in the podcast, I actually got to do it with her, which was really nice. So if we have extra time at the end, just know that once she finishes, we'll just keep some ambient spa zen-like noise going so you can continue if you choose to. The insurance agency sponsors this podcast, GibbAgencyDallas.com. For more information about the insurance agency, request a quote. We drop lots of information about the podcast over there as well. We try and keep our blog pretty active. It makes Google happy. Our SEO helps people find us. So thank you in advance for going over there. So love it. Love if you would give us a review. And if you give us a review, the podcast, by the way, on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, we'll read your review on the air. Good or bad, I'm slightly scared. It's going to be okay. Thank you so much for being with us again today. And now, on with the show.
So take a nice, comfortable seat, unless you are standing or walking or moving around. And if so, then I just want you to feel your feet. I want you to feel your feet hitting the ground. And if you are sitting, I want you to feel that anchor through the pelvis. So what we want to do here is give yourself this space and this time to receive yourself, to connect to your own wisdom, to connect to your own being, and essentially just take measure. So by taking measure, we notice where we're at in time and space and reality. And unfortunately, very often we're just moving through life on autopilot. And this will give you the opportunity to check in. So if you are sitting, feel the ground, feel the connection to your pelvis. And if we can imagine the watery center of the body in the pelvis and the earth center of the body in the root, so the base of the spine, and we can imagine the water saturating the earth. And if you can feel that, it's going to create an anchor. So out of that connection, find this lift up. Lift your ribs. Feel the breath move into your lungs. Feel the back body expand. Feel the breath across your collarbones. The sides of your neck move back. And then we've cleared the space to simply draw your awareness to your breath. And I am going to close my eyes. But obviously, if you are moving through the world in any way, please don't. And just feel the rise and the fall of your breath. Your breath is always present, always there for you. We tend to forget it. Fortunately, we don't have to think about breathing most of the time. And so as you draw your awareness to this pulsation, to this rise and fall, can you feel the wave of your breath? So feeling the top of the inhale and the bottom of the exhale. And then noticing that little pause, the space between the breaths. That little pause at the top of the inhale, and then again at the bottom of the exhale. And this is that space that we get to slip into this connection to our own presence, to our own awareness. And as you breathe here, and as you notice, is the breath shallow, or is it fast, or is it really slow? Or maybe you notice that you weren't breathing. And so can we regulate the breath? Can we find that easy, steady rhythm? Can we use it to expand and contract? So as we inhale, we fill up with that breath. And I encourage you to try to fill up to the back bottom tips of your lungs. And the back bottom tips of your lungs reside somewhere around your back bottom rib. We very rarely are breathing from this space. So as you inhale, it's almost as if the whole torso is expanding front and back, side to side. And when we start to get those deep, full breaths and those long exhales, that long exhale in particular is going to settle the nervous system. So the breath is really our best tool to allow us to integrate and connect. Or if we're feeling really overwhelmed and stressed, to take us out of that spin. As you draw your awareness here to this pulsation, can you start to take note of how you feel, of where your energy is moving, where your mind is moving, where your heart is moving? We want to notice all the places we go when we don't even realize we're going in that direction. And can you start to pull yourself back in? And we pull back in to feel what is happening. Now be mindful here, because we spend a lot of time trying not to feel. So as you draw into the space, we just honor what comes up. You're not going to make it wrong. You're not going to wish it was some other thought. You're just going to notice it and exhale it out. So when we notice those conversations, there's always that first layer of conversation. It's sort of the laundry list of things, the places we're being pulled, all of the things we need to get to. And then underneath might be the feelings about how we feel about doing those things or how we feel in this moment. And then underneath that is the depth of what is sort of moving us. And so can we feel into that core space, the core of our being? And can we settle here into our own hearts? This is the seat of our deep wisdom. This is the seat of taking all of the accumulated knowledge we hold and using it to move forward, to inform our next choice, to become more mindful and more aware, more conscious of how we're living. Draw your hands into prayer in front of your heart and gently bow your head to your heart and your body, your mind. And if you can't do this, that's fine too. And I hope you have a beautiful day.